As we enter into this conversation here today, we want to start off by talking about what it is that we're talking about. So the title of this series is Manifesting Abundance into Cash. This is a topic that we very much delight and revel in. For you see, you are sitting in the midst of great abundance. It's in the air that you breathe. It's everywhere that you are. The manifesting forms that you are seeing that surround you, and the fact that you can see them, hear them, taste them, touch them, smell them, the fact that you have a body and that you have this reality that wraps itself around your body is a testament to the abundance that is yours. And the abundance is unlimited. There's no limitation on it other than that which you put upon it. And the ways that you put limitation on abundance, by the way, are not deep and dark and secret. They're all really obvious. If you just will put your attention on them. Now, that may seem like, well, I wasn't putting my attention on them, therefore they were deep, dark, and secret. But no, that's not the case. Once you begin to realize what it is that you're doing that says, I can't have that which I desire because it's not here yet. That's the main way this happens. So therefore, I do not have it. Once you begin to realize the use of logic and how that essentially is not really helping you, then things ease up quite a bit. But that's not the only thing that happens as you're desiring to have more and more of cash. Because in the midst of all of this magic and wonder and delight, there is also cash, which is wondrous and delightful itself. Cash is the manifestation, but not the only manifestation. In fact, it's the primary one, we would say, but not the only one, of abundance. The one that is the most critical, the most powerful manifesting form of abundance is, in fact, breathable air. Without that, you and your body don't go far. Well, you'll go far. You're not dependent upon that. But your body, which is your primary tool that you're using to interact with this particular physical reality that you called forth that is manifesting for you in delicious and delightful ways, will cease to function. So one of the primary ways that abundance, in fact, we would say the primary way, the most significant, but less, very much overlooked, but that's fine. You don't really have to notice that this is the case, obviously, in order for it to be the case. But breathable air is a manifesting form of abundance that gives continuing life to your body based upon the way that you are manifesting your body, which requires breathable air. So that's good. This is all working as it should. Manifesting forms are essentially what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're tasting, and what you're touching. You can even smell them. They're all the things that you see around you, that you perceive around you, through your senses. Cash is the present time, only real, and very specific and very particular form that abundance takes in terms of transaction. So you're using cash, whether it be dollars or pounds or euro or whatever currency it may be, to give in exchange for what you receive. So someone gives you electricity, you give them cash. Someone gives you running water, you give them cash. Someone gives you groceries, you give them cash. You give someone your services or products, and they give you cash. You give them your time and attention in a workplace, and they give you cash. Now, notice what we're saying is give, 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 give. We know that there are other ways to describe this. For example, you get a bill in the mail from the power company, and you pay your bill. That is a On the surface, it's a logical and perfectly fine way of explaining what actually happens, but it is much more powerful, at least we think, to look instead at the fact that you're giving cash in exchange for the electricity, the metered electricity, the powerfully delivered, in fact, without being silly, you're getting regulated electricity. You're getting not just a big jolt that you have to figure out what to do with. You're getting exactly what is exactly right for you. And all of your appliances, everything you have plugged in, is expecting electricity delivered in the way that it is. And it works really well. Noticing this may sound very silly. It may sound almost irrelevant. But the truth is, you are actually having exactly what you want. You probably don't think about it. And this is one of the things we want to put your attention on. You don't try to bargain or placate with the electric company. You could bargain with them. We're not saying you shouldn't. We're just saying it probably wouldn't work because it is a regulated thing. It is a metered thing. What you use is what you pay for. And there may be some other things you pay for as well, but it's pretty clear in the terms of the contract. But they're giving you electricity and you're giving them cash in exchange for what they're giving you. It's a delightful thing. And remember, at the electric company, there are individuals. It's not the company itself that you're paying. You're paying these individuals. You're giving these individuals cash, dollars, pounds, or euro, as the case may be. That is a manifesting form of abundance. You could pretty much have all the electricity you want. You're probably not going to get a lot of it because you can only use so much at any one time. But you can have as much of it as you want. You just keep paying them. Frank had a friend for many years who would put up a ridiculously extravagant Christmas light display. And he once asked his friend, so what does the electric company say? And they say, we'll give you as much juice as you want. And they would come in and he would blow out a transformer. They would come the next morning and they had a new transformer just right there, shiny, bright, new out of the packaging, waiting for him. And all of these people came from far and wide to look at these Christmas lights and everyone was quite delighted, but particularly the fine folks at the electric company, they were quite delighted indeed to be selling all this juice. So our friend gave the individuals at the electric company cash dollars in exchange for the metered and very deliciously delivered electricity that was sent to him, was offered to him, that he consumed. Pretty simple stuff, but yet, we know that even in the discussing of it, that there are people listening to what we are saying, we can see what's happening vibrationally, who are being sort of triggered, if you will, about the, even the conversation about how much electricity was being used and who was involved and bills being paid and bills were owed and that time the power got cut off because the bill wasn't paid, that sort of thing. The difference between what we're saying and what we just illustrated is that on the one hand, when we just talk about Frank's friend and the fine folks at the power company and all the people who came from far and wide to see the display and all the juice that was sold and the transformers that were switched out, everything about that conversation is about how everyone benefited. But what we were just describing was highly personalized. This is what happened to me. This is one of the things we're talking about. This is one of the things that gets in the way of you having that which you desire. Personalizing the topic and making it be something that it isn't. In this series of conversations, we have two invitations. The first is that you, should it please you to do so, bring to us your questions about the ways in which you feel stuck or tied up with money. The second one is that we invite you to see if you can find a way to look at your current cash situation in a way where everybody is winning, where it's of a benefit to everyone. Because you see, your presence and the things that you are bringing to the table when it comes to cash, dollars, pounds, or euro, these are all a benefit to everyone involved. You probably don't see it that way, or perhaps you don't, or perhaps you have had a clue or a hint, or maybe you saw it in a specific way. But it is consistently true at all times, in all places, in all ways. And if you're not seeing it that way, it's a matter of perception, not a matter of manifestation. The situation does not have to change for you to be able to see yourself as being a beneficiary of your cash situation with any person, any entity, in any situation. Nor does the situation have to change for you to be able to see that the others involved are also in a situation that could be easily described as a win-win. That's always there. We do know it's easy for us to see from our pink cloud, because we're not wrapped up into the what, where it came from and what it means and where it's going. We don't have that going on. We know that that's going on because we can see that vibrationally and we hear the stories that you tell us. But we have no power that is greater than yours. None whatsoever. And in fact, when you decide to get off it and to really look at what is happening when it comes to cash, and that you're benefiting, as are everyone else involved, then it's actually a lot sweeter than anything we could say, because you've got this on the back end of the contrast. One of the specific things that we're doing here is inviting you to notice the contrast, because that is how manifesting works. Manifesting happens because of contrast. Without contrast, manifesting does not occur. So ignoring contrast, trying to get rid of it, trying to make it go away, trying to get more so that you have less upset, which is usually the way that translates, isn't particularly going to do what it is that you think it's going to do. In fact, we can guarantee you it will not. But what can happen, and what will happen if you let it, is you will see how you are the one who is benefiting and how your presence benefits everyone around you. That there's an expansion of unconditional love happening through you, even when it comes to something as mundane as paying the electric bill. So this is where we begin. It is not where we end. It is where we begin. Again, we invite you to bring your questions about this topic, particularly the thorny ones. The ones where you seem to be really wrapped around the axle when it comes to money and how things are going to work and how things did work and what it means and what it will mean. We invite you to bring these things to the table, and we'll help you see them differently, shift your perception, feel better. We can't guarantee anything, but we certainly will endeavor, out of the delight of doing so, to offer you a different perspective. So, this is where we begin, as we say. It is not where we end, but but it is definitely where we begin. And as good and delicious and as wonderful and as delightful as all of this has been, it really and truly will only be getting better and better and better from here.